Get comfortable and listen to a story. Close your eyes for me and melt, pet. Melt for me. Now hear that it is raining. A gentle, steady shower. The rain falls on the leaves in the forest and the ground. You hear it on the umbrella in a soothing rhythm, the pit-pat of the rain as you melt, the sound of the drops, the sight of them hitting the puddles relaxes you as you melt, pet. Now feel yourself walk along a path in a familiar forest. You've been here before, nothing to be afraid of. As you walk along the path, the sounds of civilization fade behind you, taking all thoughts of the world with them. For now, it is just you, me, the woods, and the rain. You decide you don't need the umbrella anymore, and you close it. Turning your face up to the sky, you stop for a moment, listening to the rain, letting the gentle rhythm soothe away your worries. Melt, pet. A slight smile crosses your face at the feeling of the drops kissing your skin, caressing your face, easing your fears. Feeling adventurous, you leave your usual path through the woods and decide to explore. There are other paths that branch off this main one. The trees begin to get thicker around you, but the rain still manages to get through enough to remind you that it's there, melting you, keeping you relaxed. Soon you turn a corner in the trail. You come to a clearing, and in the clearing is a large tree with a small thicket of bushes around it. The rain is falling unobstructed here, putting a veil between you and the tree in the center. But you are able to make out a figure just inside the thicket. You're curious. You step closer to the clearing. The rain is surprisingly warm on your skin as it falls, creating the feeling of steam as it evaporates off of you. Steam, pet. As you approach, you see that the figure is that of a beautiful, apparently naked woman. Her pelvis and legs are hidden from view, but you can see she is the most beautiful woman you have ever laid eyes on. You pause, embarrassed to have walked in on what appears to be a shower for her. Your cheeks flush as the rain steams off of your skin. You start to turn away, but her eye catches yours. She holds your gaze, and she smiles encouragingly, beckoning you to come closer. Though you are not sure why, you feel compelled to move closer to her through the rain that is melting you, through the steam that is rising from the warm forest floor. You come to within an arm's reach of her. She begins to sway slowly from side to side. Her eyes are locked on yours. Welcome, she says. I was just taking a nice, relaxing shower. Her voice is low, soft, and soothing, drawing out the soft consonants of the words with a pleasing sound. Won't you join me? Again, you feel your face flush, and you stammer that you didn't mean to intrude. Shh, she says, placing a finger on your lips. Join me. Part of you wonders what is going on. Who is this beautiful woman? Why would she be out here in the first place? in the middle of the woods, in the rain, much less inviting a complete stranger to join her in this way. But her eyes are mesmerizing. They draw you in. She sways from side to side. Your gaze follows hers. You feel almost as if you're being drawn into her eyes. Join me, she says again. Her fingers tracing a line from your lips, across your cheeks and down your neck. There she grips the back of your neck gently but firmly and pulls you closer. Join me. Her voice slips into your ears and melds with the sound of the melting rain to form a gentle white noise. A white noise that dampens down any resistance you might have, any doubt. The fingers at your neck begin to rub lightly, massaging your muscles there, relaxing you further as you melt. Her eyes continue to bore into yours. Relax. Join me. Her other hand slides up the front of your shirt to the top button and begins to slowly undo the fastenings, one button at a time. With each button unfastening, you will feel yourself melting further, falling farther down, becoming more and more relaxed, more calm, your breath slowing as she sways. The second button comes undone and you are deeper still, calm and relaxed. The third button and you are melting, Pat, more and more comfortable as she sways in front of you. The fourth button comes undone and you fall deeper into her eyes. The fifth button unfastens and you melt into the rhythm of her swaying. Relax, she whispers as the final button is released and she slips the shirt from your shoulders, allowing it to fall to the ground where the steam is rising around you, Pet. The rain now hits your bare skin, sending tingles of sensation through your body as you melt and steam rises. She tugs you closer still and you can feel how hard your cock has begun to grow. The new exposure of your flesh giving you a new awareness of the situation. Once more, fleeting thoughts pass through your mind, asking if you should go. But her hand swiftly moves from your neck to your mouth once more, keeping it closed. Shh, she says intently, mine. She gives your mouth a soft squeeze, and then she grips your arms with her fingers, squeezing gently. Mine. Join me. Relax. She pulls at you again, sliding her arms around you, embracing you. Her firm breasts pressing against you, her erect nipples tight with the chill in the air as well as from excitement. Your cock grows even more as the steam rises around you and she enfolds you with her arms, holding you tighter, closer than anyone ever has before. You are amazed but unconcerned by the strength in her arms. She sighs happily and gazes into your eyes. Mine, she says softly. Every time she says the word mine, you feel yourself sink deeper, melting into the forest and into her eyes as she gazes at you, deeper into her embrace and deeper into trance. Part of you continues to resist. You squirm slightly in her grip, realizing that you cannot move your arms. Her embrace has you trapped. Her gaze holds you captive as you melt. And before you can say anything else, her mouth silences you. Her warm, soft lips seize yours, stifling any sound you try to make. In fact, the more you resist and the more you struggle, the more you find that you melt deeper. And the only sound that escapes from you is a soft moan of pleasure that you cannot contain. Her arms tighten around you again, and you feel your cock getting even harder in the steam, longer, bigger than it has ever felt before. "Mine," she coos as she draws back, smiling possessively at you. "Mine." Deeper and deeper you melt, more and more aroused. Her arms release you. She cups your face in her hands. "Relax." Every time she says relax, you melt deeper and deeper, all of your worries fading away. Nothing exists but this moment, standing before this beautiful woman, melted, swirling steam embracing you both. She slowly runs her nails down your chest, making circles around your sensitive slut buttons, tracing patterns on your stomach. Her eyes continue to hold you captive as her fingers slide down and undo the button and the zipper on your pants, pushing them down, exposing you. She caresses your butt as she pushes your pants down past your hips. When they fall to the ground, you absently kick them off along with your shoes and your socks, wanting to feel seen by this creature as you melt. Now you stand naked before her, exposed, ready. Her hands are now touching your cock, stroking it, teasing it, squeezing it. She leans forward and kisses your eyes, the touch of her lips on your eyelids. Her hands running up your back makes you melt deeper and deeper, but not so deep that you are not aware of what was until now hidden behind the bushes. From the waist down, this lovely creature who has made you hers has a long, powerful serpent tail. You feel fear and terror rise at the edge of your consciousness as you realize her tail is enveloping you in its strong coils. Even though she holds your face gently in her hands and your eyes meet her gaze, you want to struggle, but you cannot move. Your arms, your legs, your entire body, from your shoulders to your toes, is wrapped tightly in her coils. Do not struggle. Do not fight, she whispers. You are mine. You must be mine. You will be mine. You are mine. Deeper and deeper you melt. your resistance fading. Tighter and tighter, the coils wrap around you in an embrace. "You cannot escape me," she says. "I have you now, and I will never let you go." Her grip begins to tighten even more, and the tighter she squeezes you, the weaker you get. The weaker you get, the more aroused you become, steam leaving the coils around your body. You are more comfortable and more safe, enveloped in her all-encompassing embrace. "Yes," she sighs, caressing your cheeks with her hands, running her nails across your scalp. "Relax and let go. Join me. Be my pet, my mate, my everything, my captive. You would not choose otherwise, would you? You are mine, and I will keep you forever." Tighter and tighter she squeezes. Weaker and weaker, your resolve melts away. Harder and harder you become, the more intoxicating your arousal is. Steam rising, swirling around you all, dancing in a hypnotic way. "I am squeezing the resistance out of you," she whispers, "squeezing your will and your fear out until you become a puddle, pet." The very tip of her tail wraps around your hard, throbbing cock, peeking through the steam and the coils. "All your resistance to me is now in here," she says. Her tail tightens, and she begins to pump your shaft. "All your resistance is here. As soon as you come, it will be gone. You will be my puddle, pet, and you will be mine." She lowers herself to recline against the tree, pulling you in close. Using her tail, she turns you so your back is to her, and she cradles your head against her breasts. Her coils retreat from your shoulders, exposing your chest to the still falling rain. She scratches her nails gently up and down your biceps, then over your shoulders, along your collarbone, and across your chest as she once again gives you a tight, restraining, constricting hug of ownership. "What are you?" she asks again, her voice smug and seductive. Her elegant hand then slides over your mouth, sealing it shut, and turning any further answers you might have had into a muffled grunt. "You cannot escape me, baby pet, my beautiful boy," she whispers. "But maybe, just maybe, someone could hear you if you could only cry out. They might be able to rescue you and take you away from me. But I own you now, baby pet. Your orgasms, your pleasure, belong to me. And so, until you fully and truly surrender to me, I will not allow you to speak. I will cover your mouth with my hand or stuff it full with my breast. I will seal your lips with mine. You won't be able to make a sound except those delicious muffled grunts and groans. Do you understand me, baby pet?" You try to answer, but of course, all you can manage is one of those muffled moans she seems to relish. Good. Now, using her hand to tilt your head back, she fixes your eyes with her gaze once again. Sleep, pet. You are already exhausted from her attentions, weak from her power. Your eyes grow heavy as she repeats, sleep, sleep, sleep. When you are ready, pet, awaken, feeling owned and seen. That's right, baby pet. Awake from this dream and feel owned.